Job.com, GM of New Country BMW in Hartford, Job Pimentel. Job, good morning. How are you? Hey, Job, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, we have another storm on the way today. We probably still have another good few, 4, 5, 6 weeks of icy and snowy weather possible. Let's talk about, and I know you're an expert on this, let's talk about one item here, tires.
Tires.
Yeah, let's talk about whether or not people should have snow tires, the difference between a snow tire versus an all-weather tire. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I'll tell you what I do know, which mm-hmm. is a fact.
Yep.
Definitely snow tires.
Yeah.
All-season tires, which are a compromise for driving, you know, all year round, are not designed for temperatures below 45 degrees. All season tires are definitely designed for the cold weather. The traction on those snow tires is much greater than on the regular all season tires. All manufacturers recommend for snow tires if you're going to drive in snowy conditions like we do in New England. Snow tires are the way to go.
Now, it's interesting because I was confused because I thought snow, and I knew they kind of still made them, Joe, but, you know, a lot of folks my age, even a little younger, all we hear about is the all-season tire. A lot of us would have thought that maybe the snow tire was, you know, a relic of the past, but you say, no, that's not the case.
No, definitely not the case. Mm-hmm. All-season tires, again, are a very good compromise,
yeah,
no doubt. And again, look, we don't get snow every single day.
Yeah.
So I see why that works. And then there's the expense of having snow tires and then your regular tires or your all season tires.
Yeah.
But if you must be on the road, if you're gonna be exposed to the weather where there's gonna be snow, there's no doubt the best way to go is to have four snow tires in your car for the safety of you and your family.
You know, Job, I was struck once, and I mentioned this to Brad earlier, I was struck by a mechanic who told me years ago in a graphic I saw also that here you are driving a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000-pound car or a vehicle, yet your only contact with the road, especially in bad weather, are four patches of rubber on your tires, basically about the size of the palm of your hand. And a lot of people don't realize that.
That's right. A lot of folks don't realize that. They think that there's a lot more traction, and that's why you do need better traction. And there are other things you can do about it. I mean, the laws of physics will always take, effect, and will be more prevalent than anything else. Reducing your speed,
yeah,
is a big deal, all right? That will help you if you hit a patch of ice. No snow tire is going to help you with
no.
a patch of ice.
No,
that's a fact.
No, no. Job Pimentel is the guest GM of New Country BMW of Hartford. You know, Job, I'm looking over some of these points here, and you make a very good point. A lot of the new cars, and I know the new BMWs that you sell, and a lot of the cars I've rented, they have a rear-facing camera with a lens. They've got these sensors around the car that sense for lane departure and automatic braking. You got to clean those sensors, from snow and ice and mud for them to work properly in bad weather, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, if they're covered up, exposed to the elements and mud and crud, and they're just not going to function. It's like any other lens or sensor.
Yeah.
If it's covered up, it's just not going to function correctly. So, you know, my recommendation is that, you know, get ready. Run the car through the car wash. I know it sounds kind of silly.
Yeah.
It's going to smoke tomorrow. It's going to smoke. I think, at the very least, clean off the sensors.
Yeah, Yeah.
If you don't know where they're located, look in your manual, mm-hmm. or swing by our dealership. We'll gladly show you where those sensors are, and we'll clean them off for you.
Yeah.
If there's no visibility, they won't be able to function correctly, and therefore you have a feature in your car that you're really not getting the full benefit of.
And finally, Job, you have one here that made me smile because I had to do it the other day. A frozen lock on my driver's side, and luckily I had a can of WD-40 in my house. Why does that work? What should people do?
Oh, definitely spray WD-40 in those locks. It keeps them from freezing over in extreme cold weather. The other thing that you could do is also get an old pair of socks and put them on the wiper blades so that they don't freeze on your windshield.
Isn't that great? I never thought of that.
An old pair of socks.
On the wiper? I never thought of that.
Yeah, grab an old sock or a rag and just, wrap it around those wiper blades so that they don't freeze. And you don't end up damaging the motor on the wipers. That's the other thing.
So. Yeah. NewCountryBMW.com is the website, NewCountryBMW.com. The phone number, 860-522-6134, 860-522-6134. Job Pimentel, GM of New Country BMW of Hartford. Job, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much. Stay safe, people.
All right, Job, thank you.